You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Wow, we're back.
Hey.
We're back, and Bing is for doing, in case you guys forgot. And we are here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of Miami. Season 2, Episode 13, Lucky Number 13, called Elsa Foretells a Storm. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, and why don't you guys say hello?
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee.
Hi, I'm Molly Harper.
And for those of you who are listening on iTunes, Jake just gave a great wave, so go check that out on YouTube. It was jazz handy.
This is my Real Housewives moment. AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, yeah, he's got the cup.
Oh, except, yes.
Yeah. It's our
That's
intro.
Really good.
Go to YouTube, guys. So the episode's called Elsa Foretells a Storm. I think when you're in a humid climate, it's not that hard to predict a storm.
That's a good point.
You know?
At least once a day it happens.
Right. Yeah. Like, everyone knows Florida rains probably 20 minutes at least in the afternoon once a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, good going, Elsa.
Afternoon showers.
Afternoon showers.
And I think it was ironic that Marisol is like, this is probably what my mom was talking about when all the drama was about to start.
Right.
And it's like, no, maybe she just went outside and looked at the dark clouds and predicted it was going
to
be stormy.
It's like she wants Elsa to be deeper than she is.
Yeah.
We all want Elsa to be deeper than she is.
Yeah.
But she's so funny on the surface.
So funny.
Yeah. We've been gone for a while, though. This has been weird. Have you guys felt a little inconsistency because of the weird schedule for Miami? It's like Sunday, then Thursday. It's like off on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I noticed.
I feel like
I noticed that some people had commented, haven't you guys missed some episodes? I'm like, we cover them. They're just not specifically on a Sunday.
Right. It's hard, you know, because obviously we have crazy lives to live on Sundays.
Such
we have so much to do.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We do.
But I have Real Housewives of Atlanta to watch. Just my day is packed. Just crazy.
It's super packed because you watch it like five times.
Oh, yeah. Like back to back. And I'm like, memorize the lines. Of course. Always.
Ridiculous. So anyway, we're glad to be back. I'm glad to be back. It's been a while. Okay, so we're going to Bimini, which I've never heard of Bimini before.
Me neither.
It's a fun word.
It is. It is fun. It sounds like, it should be like a bird's name. Bimini, come here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That just sounded like your servant or something.
I realize the only thing I know about the Bahamas is that Rihanna's from there.
Right.
It looks lovely, though.
The Bahamas have really been underrated lately, it seems. The Bahamas don't get the attention that they probably deserve as of late, it seems like. They seem very, like, 90s, the Bahamas, doesn't it? It seems very 90s. It's, like, outdated.
It just reminds me of a Sandals commercial. Remember, like, the Sandals
exactly.
resorts?
Yeah.
That's what Bahamas reminds me of.
Right.
I don't know why.
That's why I feel like I haven't thought of it in so long, because I'm above Sandals now at this point in my life.
Yeah.
I loved opening up on Mama Elsa. It was just kicking it off with a bang. And we thought, I think Molly said, is that a bear?
It looked like a bear
hibernating.
Hibernating, yeah.
Or the abominable snowman. Like, that's what she looked like.
Yeah.
I thought she had gotten more plastic surgery, and I was worried for a second. But
she's like, I'm so cold, but I'm hiding it. Yeah.
It was so funny when she went to heat up the coffee for 12 seconds, and then Marisol's like, I don't even know how you raised me. It's quite true. It's like, how did she raise
somebody? When I see something like that, I'm thinking Mama Elsa is putting this on. Unless she has
she's
super microwave or something, everyone knows that you're not going to warm up water in 11 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't have a coffee maker. Like, they were warming up water and there was an instant, like, coffee thing.
Right. I would think they'd have an espresso maker or something.
Like some kind of servant somewhere bringing it to them.
Exactly.
Bedside.
That was really strange. I wish Mama Elsa went on the trip.
I do too. It'd been really fun. Can you imagine her with with them divulging information about Rodolfo, she'd be like, how are you doing these, Karen? You know, like know. Crazy drag queen voice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll get her take when they get home, which I'll be excited to hear.
It'll be amazing.
She was so cold, though. Marisol keeps the air conditioning really high.
To freeze her face.
Right.
Instant facelift.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you think it actually works?
I don't know, but I'm willing to try.
Well, you know what would actually work is if she kept humidifiers everywhere, because it would keep her face like
moister
and she wouldn't have to get Botox as often.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. Well, Mama also was like, oh, my feet are so stiff. And I would be like, it's not because you're cold, lady. It's because you're dead. Like, you are no longer alive. You are a dead woman. Okay. So, we have some, like, packing scenes, I guess, at the beginning where we saw Joanna with Roman, Leah with James. Joanna and Roman playing, like, I feel like beating the same old dead horse, which we now know is a dead horse.
I'm like, last episode, weren't you guys fine? And now you come back this week and she's, like, in tears being like, I don't know what's going to happen between us. I don't trust him.
It's weird. You almost forget that they were fine before, because you just assume you default to that as their normal behavior or relationship status.
I literally wrote the same thing. They have the same conversation every other episode.
Yeah. No wonder they want to get broken up.
Yeah. It feels like Twilight Zone to me.
I think it's very contrived. Like, maybe the producers are telling them they need more relationship drama or something. Like, why do they keep having the same conversation about the same thing over and over?
Right. It's not escalate. It's not getting any worse, and it's not getting any better. If it was getting worse, where not only did we see the text from him on his computer, but all of a sudden he got one instantly on his phone or something, where I could see having this conversation over and over, but it just is a flat line.
It seemed really random that she brought up the whole thing with him talking to other girls and cheating on her. I don't know where that came from, because I felt like they had dealt with it, and he was like, that's not true, you know.
At their dinner that she cooked him. Yeah, I thought that's when that was over.
And then to bring it up again and be like, I don't trust him anymore. It's just strange. It was weird timing for the scheme of the plot lines and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when they went to dinner with Lisa and Karen and Rodolfo, and it's weird because Roman was quizzing Rodolfo basically over the same questions he has about Joanna.
Right. It made them seem like they were solid at that point.
Right. But it's like, why he shouldn't be playing this like knight in shining armor when he's doesn't really even care about her. I mean, it's true.
It is true.
It's true.
It's true.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, again, talking about it, though, feels like beating a dead horse. It almost reminds me of talking about Aviva from New York.
Right.
Where it's like, what else can you say? What else can... Because it's so annoying, you want to say more, but you can't really elaborate more because it's just the same thing over and over.
Yeah, crazy is just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Leah and James, what were they...
Quietly said.
Thank you. Thank you.
What were Leah and James... really doing? Were they trying to...
I almost thought James was going to go. He had on his Burberry sun hat. Like, he was ready to go. And it's like, oh, no.
But
you're not a lady yet.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all missed this, but the first, like, opening scene with Leah in her closet, there were drawers full of costume jewelry.
Yes.
I was like, this is amazing. I need to, like, stick my hands in these drawers and pull this shit out because I love it.
There were a lot.
Amazing.
And we made a good point that she and James look a lot alike.
Oh, my God. They look like brother and sister. It's the lips and the nose.
Do you think they still look alike when they're both women?
No.
James looks a lot better.
Yeah, James looks a lot better.
He knows a good makeup trick. He knows a good makeup trick.
I was surprised he wasn't going. I just thought that's what... I think I was writing a little bit while we were watching that scene, so I didn't know where it was going. I thought he was going to be on the plane. He would have been great with his suitcase and luggage, as, you know, showing up as Elaine.
He could have gotten his head through the plane because his wig is so big.
Right.
I think his purpose for that whole closet scene was just to set up the drama that we are going to see next week between Leah and Marisol about the whole event thing.
Yeah. I want Marisol and Leah to like each other. Do you, Molly?
Sure.
Do they? But are they like on the same page? You know what I mean? I almost think when you see someone like Leah or like Adriana, who are so ridiculous, I think Marisol makes a good... sidekick almost, because she's kind of, you can push her around a little, but yet she'll
still
have some things to say.
She's got some funny commentary.
Yeah.
She was pretty funny on this episode.
Yes.
She was. That was surprising.
Yeah, she pulled up the dog in the in that scene.
She was kind of cute.
And she said he looked like Adriana. Adriana looks like Coming to America. That was
But that's Adriana's hair every day anyway.
I like that all the looking into camera moments from this episode, because Leah did it and then Marisol did it. That was amazing.
Yeah, they're really breaking that fourth wall.
Yeah.
I think it's, I don't know. Oh, my God.
Fourth wall.
It's embarrassing. Fifth wall. Sixth wall. I've never broken a wall. I don't know. So, okay. The scene when Adriana shows up with the suitcases and no passport gave me so much gratification in my own personal life. Just seeing her.
Because you feel like that would be you?
No, well, because it's when you go so overboard with one thing, and little do you know, like, all of that doesn't matter now.
Right.
Like, you went so out of your way, and you look so dumb.
And now that she flies commercial, she probably won't be able to take all of those pieces.
Well, they ended up flying them for her.
Yeah. That's right.
But that surprised me, though, because I thought she had so many bags. I thought they would say, well, then take hers. And Adriana seems like someone who wouldn't be able to be without her stuff, but that could be me being short-sighted.
I was actually kind of shocked that Adriana brought so much stuff. I feel like it would be, like, Leah and Lisa that would bring the most stuff. I don't know. I feel like Adriana seems pretty low-maintenance. In my opinion, I feel like she is really low-maintenance.
Yeah, I think you get to see that other side of them when they travel, when they have to go out of their own element. And they can you know, when you can hide away in your own house and people won't know how high-maintenance you are.
Yeah.
I always feel like that about me. I think people, I don't know. I feel like when I meet people, they wouldn't think I'm kind of annoying and high maintenance, but I am. And that's something I hide. It's like in the closet, you know?
How long are they staying in Bimini? Is it like a weekend? Is it a week?
I think
probably like 3 nights.
Yeah, Joanna keeps saying like this, I'm taking the weekend to think about Roman. So
to stay in a timeshare, like their accommodations are not up to housewives trip standards.
That's true.
Whenever Leah was in her little bed with the little twin beds.
Children's beds.
Yeah. And she was in the room and she's hanging her clothes up. There were tennis rackets, children's toys in the top of the closet.
Yeah.
And that looks like the condo that I stayed in at Beach Week when I was a senior in high school.
And it was also that, it was like that plastic hanging rack where like it would be in a cheaper closet. You know, it was just that you buy it at Target and you can put it up and hang clothes from it.
And when you compare that to, say, the trips that they take on, like Real Housewives of New York
and
the places they stay, they're really nice. So that was a little shocking to
me. On this trip on Beverly Hills, this recent trip, Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy had to share a room with twin beds.
But the accommodations are very, very
It was nice. You're right.
Beautiful and amazing.
It wasn't like a child's room.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you need to do is add wheels to that bed, and it's like the race car room that every little boy has. God.
It looks like a room from like Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yeah. You love boats? We're going to give you a boat room.
Yeah. Now, Lisa said, they should have given Leah a plane room.
Oh, my God. That'd been amazing.
You love small planes? We're going to give you a small.
Oh, speaking of the planes,
she tried to pull in a Viva.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The being that scared. Marisol was looking more scared than I thought she would be. But I was saying this to Molly when we were watching the episode, so I'm going to reuse the joke. But that's why I'm glad I'm poor, so that I don't have the options to fly in small planes, because I couldn't do it either.
No, me either. I'd rather fly like business class, first class, and a commercial flight. Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like little planes.
A lot of celebrities are afraid of flying. It's probably because they don't have control.
Yeah.
You know, they probably have control of everything for the most part.
I don't think, I just think a fear of flying is common, and I don't think it matters if you're a celebrity or not. I think a lot of people are afraid of flying. But I find it kind of funny that Marisol is like terrified of flying, but not terrified of getting her face cut open a million times.
Right.
Just ironic.
A needle going into her forehead.
Yeah.
Has she had that much work? A nose job, I think. Because it looks like she can't breathe.
She looks like she's had her face lifted 20 times.
That face is pulled. There's like a crank in the back. Crank, crank.
You're right.
I thought the same thing about... I don't know if you guys said this on last week's show, but I thought the exact same thing about Lisa getting acupuncture. She was so afraid of those needles.
Yeah.
And it was going into her forehead, and she was like, what are you doing? It's like what you do
gigantic,
every day.
You have, like, flotation devices on your body. How are you scared of a little needle?
They kept talking about flotation devices, and that's what I thought of every time they said it. Like, all of you guys have big boobs.
All of these women will be, like,
you're fine. Like, you'll survive.
That's really funny.
I've never wanted a plane to crash so badly. No, I'm just kidding. I actually had a dream about a plane crashing last night, and I was in it, and I died in my dream.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Yeah, I have a major fear of flying.
Way to be a downer. Anyway.
I had a dream the other night about being a cheerleader. It was amazing.
I never want to hear that phrase again ever in my life.
What?
Just, we're going to leave it at that.
A cheerleader?
Yeah.
Or having a dream. Well, you know what I was thinking though, while I was watching, and I was thinking, like, when you're, you know, when Leah was being so fearful of the plane, I was thinking, when you're rich and you're a trophy wife, it's not an option to be afraid of private planes. Like, it's part of the deal. You have to, like, you just have to do it, and you have to act like it's part of your nature and like you're happy about it, and oh, I've done this 100 times. You can't be like, I'm scared.
Yeah, it's like if you marry a poor guy, you have to be okay with pickup trucks. It's like the same thing.
That's great.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah, you do.
But it is, it's like a right,
it's part of the territory.
It's what you marry into. So yeah, if you don't like wearing tweed jackets, you know, and you marry a rich guy, you have to get used to it in a blue blood sense. You know, it's like those things you just kind of have to accept.
Are you talking about your jacket?
Yes, I am. It was $30 from H&M. Don't worry about it. So when they get there, Adriana is missing. And it seemed like even ladies that I thought would want Adriana to be there were kind of leaving her in the cold. Like, let's go. Let's go.
Well, you know what? I understand that. I think I would have, it's probably not a surprise I would have said, let's go. Because, I mean, you're a grown woman. You forgot your passport. Okay, we're going to go. Yeah. Figure out your own way. Because it's just kind of annoying for the group. But she was acting like it was their fault.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
That was the most annoying part. Whenever she was like, you guys better not leave me. Like, they left her passport somewhere.
It surprised
me. Own your stuff.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. But I expected one person to stay with her. Like, I thought one person kind of would have been like, okay, guys, I'll stay back with you.
That's when I just revert back to bad memories from high school. And it was like, if you were walking in a group of girls and you had to tie your shoe because your shoe came untied, no one would wait for you.
Your roadkill.
They would all continue walking. And that was like, those memories stick in my head so badly. That's exactly like what the Adriana thing was. It was just kind of leaving her, tying her shoe.
I didn't wear tennis shoes in high school, so I...
Ew.
Yes, child.
You must be used to private planes.
Oh, I'm not that cool yet.
Well, if you guys ever want to buy tennis shoes, you can do it right on Amazon.com. Did you guys know that?
Segway.
Crazy. I'm segwaying like Leah was for the cheating. If you guys want to go to... AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon logo. If you ever want to buy anything on Amazon, it helps us here at AfterBuzz keep the lights on. And we need the lights because it really makes the lighting in the studio really makes or breaks my self-confidence for the week. So we literally need to keep the lights on. So if you ever want to go and do that, you should. Transition back. Someone take me there. Jake?
Were
you starting?
Speaking of bad lighting, Mirasol or Karen, the segue has to be about one of
those. Yeah, that's true. This wasn't Karen's best looking episode.
Natural light isn't in her favor at all.
No, it isn't. And we'll get to her, of course. So when they split houses, we have the two houses split between Joanna. So we have Joanna's house, which is Joanna, Lisa, Leah, surprisingly. Excuse me, and
Karen.
And then other house, Alexia, Adriana, Anna, who sometimes Anna to me isn't a mean girl, but she gets put kind of in their world and exists so well enough with them, you know?
She gets along with them.
Yeah, she can mold in Mirasol.
She's smart. You'd rather have them on your side, right?
Yes, for sure. I thought, though, by Joanna, Molly said this while we were watching, by splitting up the houses, you're instantly going to create cliques. But I thought, and it's like, of course you're going to do that, but, and then picking the better house by the ocean, it's like, you're already creating a tension there.
Yeah.
It would be cool if Joanna was like, you know what? I want you guys to have the ocean house. Just not to give them the power, but just to be a big person and to...
To be a gracious house.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she's capable of that.
She's not. She'd be like... I can't do her accent. You probably could.
I think they were regretting it, though, once they did see the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Well, they got the better view, but the crappier bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was the smartest move. Maybe we'll see to come if that will create more drama than it has. It hasn't yet. Okay, so Leah being in there with them, like I said, surprised me. Surprised you guys?
I was very shocked, but I'm kind of glad that she went with them. I think that was really cool. I feel like she's like, I'm the mom, you know, I'm with the cool girls now. I don't know.
I really like it.
Yeah, who would have replaced her? Like, if she had gone to the other house, like, who? No one else would have. Marisol.
Maybe Anna. Maybe Anna, because she's kind of a...
She's wishy-washy.
Yeah.
She's just like a middle person.
Or Marisol, maybe.
Yeah. But I do like Leah being in there because it's like she can... She's manipulative in the way because she's likable. So you want to talk to her and tell her about you know, and she says, so tell me gossip. You kind of want to give it to her. So I like her being there because then she's going to get into Karen and then be able to have the goods to, you know, have both sides.
I'm just glad that Lisa and Leah are friends because I really like them together. I think they're just so damn funny together.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be together, but yet they should be at the same time.
Yeah, it's this unlikely pair. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, Leah did make that comment about Lisa where she said, I'm with all the girls except Lisa's the high-maintenance one.
Which I thought was funny because Lisa seems pretty low-maintenance to me. Despite her appearance, she seems pretty low-key.
Mm.
You don't think so? I do.
Just by seeing the way she reacted over the bedroom, I thought
But maybe... I thought that seemed all in fun and games to me. It didn't come across as like a serious, like, this is mine.
Well, she said on the bed afterward, she was like, well, I can be sensitive about things in reference to getting that bedroom.
Well, if I were her, I would have been sensitive about the fact that Karen got her dirty, gross shoes in the bed and the bathtub. I'd be like, great, thanks, now I can't use the bathtub.
Well, then they were all drinking in her bed, too. So they were like, oops,
sorry,
your bed just got wine on it.
Disgusting.
That's the problem when you pick the best room, is that everyone's going to be in your room. Mm-hmm. So you pick the worst room, no one goes in, you have privacy.
That's true.
Done.
Good strategy.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's why I have no friends. Yeah. it should be an applause. I've achieved that. Thank you.
But I think that once we learned, like when, and the ladies in the other house were talking about that article that Alexia found about
Rodolfo.
Thank you. I'm like, their names. I'm like, I can't remember anyone's name. Thank you. I think we really saw what a shit star Alexia is.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Big time.
She really enjoyed that moment.
She did.
She should have just pulled her to the side and been like, this is what I've heard. I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to cause drama.
And I love how she blamed it on her writer. She was like, my writer
just
found this.
I'm
like, no, you Googled that.
And I love how she, before they had the little powwow in the bathroom, when she was talking to Leah about why she needed to come back to the house, she's like, I have something to tell you about, it involves me and Karen. Like, that doesn't involve you at all.
Not even close. I want it to involve me.
Yeah.
Because I want my place back as a housewife.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She has to, you know, cause some kind of drama or else she's probably not going to be asked back next season.
Right.
So.
And she does a good job at it because she's, unlike Adriana, Alexia isn't very likable. So when she does something very mean-spirited, she doesn't really redeem herself, whereas Adriana is so absurd and silly. Not that she knows she's silly, but it's okay. It makes it okay, kind of.
She completely owns herself.
Exactly. And Adriana is pretending to not to be sweet. You know, when she delivers the message, she acts like, I am doing this for you, Karen, in your best interest. But meanwhile, knowing that it's because she wants to get off on it.
Mm-hmm. And she does. She's only on the show for so little, like, at a time, that every time we see her, she's doing something like mean and hateful.
Right.
And Adriana, you know, she has times, like you said, where she's like playful or fun, and then maybe those times where she's mean.
Right.
But Alexia, it's just always mean. Mm-hmm. So you never get a chance to appreciate anything else.
Yeah. The only thing we did see with her this season was with her son for that brief minute with Anna, and she didn't win me over there.
No.
You know, I mean, obviously it's tragic and I feel bad, but in terms of just liking her more or seeing a glimpse into her, she was wearing really gaudy sunglasses while she was crying, and it's just like, no, they're offsetting my emotion toward you right now.
The peel is lost.
Yeah. I don't know, we kind of got into that a little quick, but we have the dinner where they're late, the ladies are a little bit late, which is fine. I mean, when you're on vacation, it's kind of, you know, time schedules are a little bit loose.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, Karen, and Joanna were drinking. And they made that comment like, oh, you drank? Well, or you guys already had drinks without us?
Yeah, what would you do if you were waiting an hour? Right.
Yeah.
Just twiddle your thumbs and do nothing? No.
Yeah.
You drink, of course.
Right. That's where it gets a little high school-y.
I like that Leah called them Charlie's Angels. That was really cute. They did look like the wind blowing in their hair, and then one of them had like a pantsuit zone. That's
right.
Really cute.
Right. Like they're all like 50 now.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know. It's mean. They get together for dinner, but did they... What was the dinner? The dinner was all just trying to transition into telling Karen, hey...
It was just beating around the
bush.
But
I liked that there was a really sweet moment when they were all kind of giving things about their relationship and the things that they're going through. I thought that was really cool that I wouldn't necessarily bring it up at dinner, but I'm glad that they did because I feel like it brought them together as a group, and then this cheating scandal happened, and then they all kind of felt they're all going to fall apart, I guess.
Yeah, I really liked it too. I wish it went on a little longer. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to get everyone's mm-hmm. emotional side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead, we saw Marisol... Karen a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and
Joanna
and
Lisa
mm-hmm. What did Lisa
and Adriana
say?
Maybe right. Lisa said, you know, I haven't worked in 4 years.
Oh,
like,
okay,
she doesn't have an identity.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted Anna to say something.
Yeah, Anna, I think, places a lot of identity in her ex-husband, mm-hmm. or in her soon-to-be ex-husband.
I think Lisa's identity is being the best housewife in Miami. That's right. I'll say it.
But it's like, when you're a housewife in Miami, you're not doing any housewifey things. You're not cleaning. You're not cooking. The maids should be called the housewives.
Frida.
Right.
What qualifies you as a housewife is if you tan easily outside.
Right.
And if you can get Botox.
Right.
And before you
that
know it,
you.
Daisy will look just like Lisa.
Right.
I can't wait.
Like, if you can put my mom, like, my mom's a housewife. Like, if you
she, like,
call these ladies
home.
Housewives, like, no. We need to have two discerning names. Like, housewives that are, like, 60 and love cleaning, and then housewives that dye their hair.
A homemaker versus a
yes.
housewife. Homemaker is, like, the real deal.
Yeah, she's
holy
a homemaker.
Field. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy homemaker. She's the holy homemaker. Yeah, I really like seeing that soft side. I do wish we would see that more. Because I was talking to Molly, and I just mentioned, you know, with the ladies of New York, I felt really connected to them in a way, which I don't like to admit.
Why? They're amazing.
Because it's like they're
it's
on the Housewives. Yeah.
No, I don't find it embarrassing. I own it completely.
I want to relate to, like, someone who's, like, truly going through, like, struggles and, you know, but I relate with the ladies of New York somehow. And I really connected with them, and I think that's what I'm missing a little bit with the ladies of Miami.
I think it's because the ladies of New York tend to wear gray and serious colors, whereas the Miami housewives are in jewel tones.
That's true. No, it's...
It could be.
No, it literally is
It's
true.
Like a psychological thing.
Yeah. When I see someone with a scarf and gloves, it's like you're warm. They're warm. There's a warm
look. It's a realness.
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I guess, I don't know. I wish that went longer. I wish for a few more of those heartwarming moments, even though, again, I think they're kind of cheesy. I think they...
And there was a lot of tragedy on New York with Carol Radswell's husband and Aviva losing her leg. So, I mean, they're real things that you can, you know...
Right. If one of the ladies on the Miami cast didn't have a leg, who would it be?
Maybe
Anne.
Anna. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I feel like she would own it. She'd just be like, yeah, I have one leg, so what?
I was going to say maybe Joanna.
Really?
She would have.
No, she'd be like...
She would hide in a closet for the rest of her life, probably.
She'd be like, Roman, can you go get me food? Because my leg. She'd be using it to her advantage.
Right.
Martha, do my shopping. Do this because my leg.
Right. Martha has three legs somehow. Who would you want to have one
That's
leg?
That's a horrible question. You can't
I'm
even
kidding.
Ask that
I'm kidding. I'll stop there. You're kind of right. I do feel like there wasn't as much in this episode as I was thinking, although I really enjoyed the episode.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Were you going to give us something insightful about Leah's headband?
Oh, yeah, but in News and Gossip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
I know I don't want to infringe on Jake's territory because he does a great job.
You can take it.
Yeah.
You should probably talk about when they confront Karen.
Right. Well, yeah, I want to get to that. But before, because that's the meat and potatoes. Anything else of note of interest? I just noticed that Marisol, when she does her interviews, has a giant crucifix in the background.
I know. I was going to write something about that. That's genius.
It is genius.
Really good placement.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
I bet Elsa made sure that was there.
Yeah. You put the crucifix in the bag. Yeah. Also, I need to talk about Leah's drinking. That was fantastic.
Right.
We were always saying, while we were watching the show, would we want to get drunk with Leah? Would you want to get drunk with Leah?
No, because I think she's annoying enough sober.
But don't you seem
I think
like you
she'd
would
be
like
hilarious.
Leah?
Do I like Leah?
You,
I can't
you
stand
seem
Leah.
Like you would like Leah.
No. No.
She tells it like it is. Tell it like it is, Molly.
Yeah, but with her annoying voice. I hate her voice probably because I hate my own. And I'm probably projecting my own self-hatred onto her.
It is funny, though, because she says, like, I'm never drunk. It's like, but I always sound drunk.
That's a really good Leah.
Thank you.
That
oh
is
God,
really
the impressions
good.
In this group.
I like it.
I don't have one.
That was amazing. Yeah. Spur of the moment. I would never be able to recreate it, so it's good. Yeah.
Do you guys believe that she's actually never been drunk? Because I don't believe it.
No.
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 Like,
what a liar.
How else do you think she married her old husband?
Oh,
please. I have to throw him back and be like, yeah, I love you. Sure, you're attractive. Let's do this.
Oh,
that's good.
My God.
Come on, he's like 80. I mean, yeah. I know you love the money, but to actually do it.
Right. Well, I feel like that. I feel the same way that I think Lisa feels that way about her husband, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely not attractive.
With his hair pulled. At first, I thought that their relationship was a little sketchy, but now after seeing them together, I think it's...
I think
like
it's
real.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think it's sweet. I like Lenny and Lisa.
I don't think it's sweet because I don't think that your marriage should be based off of if you can produce a baby or not.
Exactly. Because if you were truly in love and wanted to form a family and you couldn't have a baby, you would either accept that and that's part of your marriage and you move forward and you're just the cool couple without the kid and you travel around the world and do all that fun stuff, or you adopt.
Right.
Yeah.
It's you like choose one or the other.
Yeah.
But I do think that they're... Are you saying... Do you think that they're genuinely attracted to each other?
No, no, no.
You don't?
No.
See,
don't.
I think that. I think that I think they're both really crazy about each other. Yeah.
I think she sees dollar signs. And she wants to have a baby to please him because he wants him. I mean, and his mother,
and
hello. We learned what a controlling mother he has. If she doesn't have babies, you know his mother's going to convince him to leave her.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah. But... I don't know. I feel like there's something substantial between the two that keeps them together.
I find them both very sweet to one another, and I see that they like each other, but I don't see it as a everlasting love.
Well, I thought the comment she made today at dinner about the comment she made about like wanting to go to work, like that came out of the blue for me. So maybe she is kind of
wasn't
accepting
she like
a
playmate.
Well, when she said work, I thought she kind of meant like, I mean, maybe
I
not a 9-to-5.
Tables.
Yeah, not like a 9-to-5, but I mean, she was kind of saying she wants to get into something like of her own, you know, and that surprised me because before we've only heard her being like her main focus is having a kid. And now maybe she's kind of moving away from that a little bit and
she's
saying that
bored.
She wants to like go to work or something. So,
yeah, I agree with Molly.
She's
I
not
think,
fulfilled.
Yeah, I think she's looking for something because when the tapes aren't rolling and there's not parties to go to, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of downtime.
It's a lot of downtime with Daisy. That should be a whole other show. Downtime with Daisy and what those two girls do all day.
It's just in the bathroom. Mm. Just in Lisa's bathroom.
It's gross.
Not that kind of downtime.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
That's my kind of downtime. But, you know, they're always...
Wait,
don't worry about it. But, you know, they're always in Lisa's bathroom, like, doing
they're
something. They're never in the living room or the kitchen. They're
no.
always in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
But when the mother came, they weren't in the bathroom. They were in the
Thank
kitchen.
God.
I feel like the bathroom's the most enclosed space in that house. It's such a vast expanse of a house.
Yeah. It's so cold. Like you said, very, like... Grecian or something.
Yes, all that.
All marble.
Marble and...
Echoey.
Yeah. Even in her interviews, I noticed tonight, it echoed whenever she was speaking.
I heard that, too.
It's like a Persian castle.
Yeah.
It really is.
I would think that.
It's more like a Persian dungeon to me.
Kind of like a bad... It's like a bad casino or something. It kind of reminds me of that. Like Caesar's Palace.
Right.
I mean, that's not a bad casino, but I'm saying it reminds me of that.
Well, it's very Vegas.
It's very
gaudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami is... Kind of Vegas-y.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I'm not expecting to see, like...
That's true.
Lots of gold and plush velvet.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see a really nice, like, East Coast, like, Northeast Coast house in Miami. That'd be very beautiful. It'd be very stately on the water, looking more like New England.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like if you wanted that, you'd just buy a house in the Hamptons.
That's true. Okay. I'm going to do... We're supposed to do this entire time and talk about the letter and revealing and all that, right? Is that what I was supposed to talk about?
I mean the article?
Or the article, not the letter. Right? But that's what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we've got it. Karen doesn't still absolutely will not believe it.
She's going to save her face because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
and you know what? a lot of women will stay with a man even when they know that the man is cheating on them, because they'd rather do that than risk being alone and not having a man and all of that. So I think she wants to act like it's not happening because she doesn't want people to judge her for staying with him.
Right.
Well, they're not together anymore in real life. So I don't know if it was more
at that
so about,
moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was more so about her not wanting to give them the satisfaction of seeing that they ruffled her feathers. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that. Like, yeah, your boyfriend is probably cheating on you, but
She's holding face a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and I liked that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't want to give them the satisfaction. If they came into it with pure
good intention.
And Adriana, who I love, but said, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. It's like, yes, you would. You're wishing it on Karen right now.
Uh-huh.
In this moment, yeah. You just did it.
She's like, she needs to know, and I need to watch her suffer. That's what she was doing
right.
At the table.
Exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, and she said, there's never a right moment. It's like, well, there's better moments. You know.
How about let her good friends do it, if she has them?
Well, the three of them broke off to, you know, kind of
go inside.
Sit down and be like, this is what's being said. And then here comes Alexi, like, storming in, being like, I cannot let this go. I have to tell you. Like, some telenovela crap. I don't know what it was.
Like, she cares about her.
Yeah, like, she really cared about having her really know that her boyfriend is cheating on her.
Yeah. If you really cared, you would say, hey, maybe we should, before the trip, maybe we should go have coffee, or maybe after the trip so she can enjoy the trip. Let's go meet up and just have some girl talk, and there's some stuff I want to talk to you about. And obviously, like, that was nothing close to that. But it creates drama, and it makes it entertaining and interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And for that, I thank you, Alexia. Because, you know, what would we be talking about right now? We'd be talking about my fear of flying again if it weren't for...
And Alexia. The size of the twin-size bed.
Exactly. But I do... I mean, I think that Karen... did want to save face and not give them satisfaction, but I also think that she is saving her own. It's like a social status thing. She likes being with a star.
Yeah.
Even though...
She's a celebrity.
Right.
Star climber.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Star doer.
And I do believe...
Can
I
say that?
You know,
yeah.
She probably wants kids, and she's probably too old to have kids at this point, it seems. At least
she froze embryo, right?
She was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Did she actually do it?
I don't think you...
Froze her egg.
Yeah, maybe the egg.
Because she was talking to him about wanting to do embryos, it's better. And Rodolfo was like, stop talking about it, baby. And he, like, kissed her to shut her up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I believe that she wants those things, but if she wanted them badly enough, she would come to her senses and leave him.
Yeah.
So, you know, what she really wants does seem like fame, fortune, prestige, mm-hmm. attention, and a family would be really nice. But, you know, those things don't really seem to align.
So you guys just think that she only likes his fame? You don't think she really loves him? You just think it's the fame that's the main thing driving her?
I think the idea of him on her shoulder makes her feel really great about herself. And I can see how much she likes to brag. Mm. You know, it's like, when they were together, if they actually had chemistry and he actually paid attention to her, I would see where she's coming from. But he treats her really stupid every time that they're together. Like, he hushes her up about things that she actually wants to talk about. And if she...
He's like, no, baby.
Right. She falls for that or something.
It just seems like they're constantly rehearsing a scene, like a love scene together.
Yes.
In front of everybody. It's just strange.
Right. It's very strange. It doesn't come across naturally.
I agree. I feel like she likes the idea of him. Do you feel like she really loves him?
I don't know. I haven't put much thought into it, but I think she likes him a little bit. Like, I don't know. I've never been one of those type of girls that could just like someone just off of money or, like, fame or anything. So that's a hard concept for me to grasp. Like, just staying with
someone.
You're
in L.A., baby. Grasp it.
You know, just staying with someone because they're famous. Because, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like, who is Rodolfo?
I think that it's not that she directly...
I think a lot of people do that, though.
I don't think that she directly thinks, like, oh, he's famous, I like him. I think it's turned her on to him, and I think it's attracted her to him. So I don't know if she sees it as that direct line of, like, you're famous, I like you. It's more like, ooh, you're famous? Ooh, that really turns me on, and now I find you endearing and attractive, and, like, I feel like I have a connection with you, and now I love you.
I think
that's how it works.
In her head, I feel like if she wrote down the qualities she wanted in a man, I feel like he would... check off all of the things on her list.
Except for maybe the 12-year-old from a prior.
But, I mean, she didn't seem to care about that too much. Like, I don't think that would bother her. But I think that the fame and fortune thing probably was like, well, I can deal with a 12-year-old kid. Of course, yeah.
It just might remind her of what she doesn't have with him, though. She doesn't have a kid with him, and she wants that, and...
The thing is, too, he just comes across so sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheesy and cheapy looking to me. And
cheesy and sleazy.
Yeah, he has a very disingenuous vibe about him. And, again, I know that those ladies were doing it in mean spirit, but in a sense, like, I wish I got the satisfaction of seeing Karen admit it. You know what I mean? I almost feel like, in a sense, like Alexia, where I just would go, yeah, okay, told you so, lady. Like, you guys aren't really in love, and... whatever, but that's the mean girl in me.
Well, we mentioned this with the whole Thomas Kramer episode. Like, do we think that she has, like, another relationship? Maybe that's why she doesn't care. You know, do we think that she, you know, has a little
projects.
Something on the side? Yeah.
I don't think she does. I don't think so either.
I could see her, you know, but keeping it very hush-hush, you know?
I just think she's so uptight that she wouldn't be able to pull it off. Like, whenever she seems to even say anything funny... It's like, you know.
I thought of this line, and I'm going to deliver it right now.
Right, right.
Those are the ones you have to watch out for. It's always the ones that you don't expect, right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
So, I don't know. That was just a thought that I wanted to throw out there, but I don't want to accuse her of doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean,
you don't want to get mad at
him. Don't sue me.
I mean, she's good at coming across as, like, innocent Karen, so maybe. You know, maybe.
And
maybe
he's gone half the time, so... Like, what she, you know?
Right.
20% of the time, so 80% of the time she's alone.
Right, and where is he traveling? Like, is he...
Latin America?
I think he films in South America, his show.
And then he lives in Miami as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Goes back and forth.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even have a place in Miami, right? When he comes to Miami, he lives with Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he seems like a little bit of a vagrant, like, mooching off of
a
her.
Mooch,
that's convenient.
He likes a successful woman when he's home... And a young girl when he's away. Okay, so what we'll just talk about lastly is the fact that the text message that came from a girl named Anna.
Yes.
Happens to be the name of the girl that he's cheating on.
And who also happens to be on the show. So it's convenient.
Right.
For the drama, I guess.
That was a great just circle all the way around.
Yeah, bringing it back to the first few episodes.
Cool. And I like seeing the satisfaction of Anna because she doesn't really do anything wrong. And she didn't. When they showed her saying, maybe stored my name under someone else's name, she was right. And
he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
He lied.
Yeah. Total liar.
And, I mean, this is totally old now, but when they show it again, and Karen's like, yeah, we got a text. She says,
we. Right.
<It's> like, okay.
Right. Yeah, it was weird. Right. It's like, it's his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so the whole conversation was so awkward with, she just kept saying these things like, I would want to know if my boyfriend's cheating on me. And then it's just like, please just stop. It was uncomfortable kind of to watch because you knew it was coming for her. And she just kept making it worse and worse for her.
Yeah, it's like you see the shark fin up, and it's uncomfortable, but I kind of like those girls, but
yeah.
I know it's coming. I think I still have hives, but I actually got, like, hives watching this episode.
Really?
So I looked in the mirror because it was making me uncomfortable because I don't want to feel joy from that, but at the same time, I did want to see her have that happen. But it was uncomfortable. It's like knowing the train is coming and not telling the person to get out of the way. You feel like...
God,
what?
Horrible.
It's like. Anyway, well, do you guys want to get into some news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Jake, take it away.
All right, Lisa Hochstein. They're supposedly having this new house on Star Island that was built in 1925, and the city of Miami is not allowing them to tear it down, which they want to do.
Oh wow!
So interesting.
Historical monument.
Yeah, that. I mean, so it was like big news in the paper, everything.
Wow.
So. Good for them for getting the paper.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want them to tear down a 1925 house.
No.
So wait, the house she lives in now is...
It's a new house.
Is a new house.
And they want to build a gigantic, even crazier, bigger house than
but
they have
now. But they want to break down one that's from 1925 to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
And the city's saying no. And also, Joanna tweeted that Marta has now joined the housewife ranks of having a song. So she has a song available.
I listened to it.
It's... pretty amazing, right?
Her voice sounds so manufactured.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, like, super auto-tune.
Super.
Yeah.
big time. You guys have to listen to it.
Yeah.
I just imagine her imagining her getting like drunk and then like going into the studio and being kind of like disheveled and like just like having fun with it.
Yeah.
So that's what I see.
I know. I just picture her with like a layer of cake makeup on singing.
I feel like it would come off as sounding like whispers. Yeah. Song.
Yeah. It is kind of whispery.
It is. It's kind of creepy.
It's even more manufactured than Britney when she came out.
Is it worse than Luann's?
It's along the same line as Luann. It's more like a Gretchen Rossi, like that kind of song, because, you know, she had from OC.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
is it,
I
like,
do love a Housewives
available
song.
On iTunes to, like, purchase?
I don't know if it's available to purchase, but you can check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure it will be eventually.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Is that it?
That is it.
Okay. Well, just in regards to Leah's headpieces that we have seen so far, which I think she actually looks kind of cool.
I do, too. I think it's kind of chic.
It works for her because she has this, like, absurd personality. But basically, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she was just telling Andy Cohen that she admitted she has horrible hair, as it is, and she brought tons of those because she didn't want to spend time fussing with hair that would look horrible as it is.
Yeah.
And so that's why she has all of those. That's my big news.
Mm, cool. Okay, I thought you were going to say she had cancer or something. Like,
oh, no.
Breathe.
Sigh of relief, I know. I like her.
Yeah, no. And then let's do our special segment, What She Should Have Said.
Okay, I just have one.
Okay.
When Mama Elsa was in bed, she said, "My feet." Can you say it? My feet are so stiff.
My feet are so cold, Marisa.
No, she said, "My feet are so stiff."
My feet are so stiff.
And what she should have said is, "My face is so stiff." Right.
I know.
Boop boop.
She sounds like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes.
So funny.
Yeah. Or you do sounding like her anyway.
It's really good.
I have a couple. I don't know. I don't know how great they are. But Elaine said, to Leah, she said, "You're a better woman than I am, honey." And what she should have said is, "I'm not a woman." I don't know. Like, I don't know.
With that attitude.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, Karen said, "I have that maternal instinct that is dying to come out." And what she should have said is, "I have that maternal instinct that is dying." Do I stuff in my hair? I'm saying
you're like Ash on your head.
Oh my God.
It looks like you just went to Palm Sunday or whatever.
Humiliating.
Ash Wednesday. I'm obviously not Catholic.
I feel like Adriana not really showing up their passport right now. Okay. It just like came out.
No, it just happened. It just happened like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, I did. I'm religious, honey.
Anyway, I have you're being blessed right now.
You are.
Mama Elsa's put a curse on you.
All my eye makeup. It's like
we'll
leaking.
Just like sprinkle rice over you and you'll be fine.
It just came out of nowhere. I was like, oh
I think
my
it's
God,
from
like,
I think
there's like coal on your head.
I'm more paranoid about the dandruff and then you pointed that out. I was like, oh.
Because you made that horrible train comment. Oh,
I know. I deserve
karma.
It. Anyway.
When Marisol's at the table and she is listing like how she feels about her ex, and she's like, "Sometimes I feel like this, sometimes I feel like this." What she should have said is, "And sometimes I feel like he just used me for a green card."
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She should have definitely said that.
Especially since she was trying to be funny this episode. It would have just poked fun at it.
Right. Would. Right.
She should make fun of that and like make everyone comfortable with the fact that he probably did. Yeah.
They brought that up first season. Leah did. And that made everybody uncomfortable. They're all like, "Oh, wow. Stepping
too
over
soon,
the edge."
Too soon.
Yeah.
Jake, anything?
I don't. My news and gossip is my what she should have said.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's do predictions and then we'll peace out of here.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Go for it, someone. Somebody, anybody.
I don't have anything right now.
You know, the previous didn't give us much.
I know.
No, I predict that Karen's going to stand by her denial.
Right.
I don't think she's going to let these women see that they were right.
Right.
I predict that Joanna's going to get in the middle of it and might get punched in the face again.
Oh.
Because she always steps into somebody's business that does not belong to her.
That's good. I predict that Leah may actually stand up for Karen a little bit. And have the girls back off.
I predict that someone may leave the trip early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe. I hope
I hope Aviva shows up.
That'd be
have a red carpet
with her leg.
Or they roll out a red carpet and a banner.
You know what I was thinking about during the show?
Yeah, just what she wanted.
Yeah. I was thinking, I wish that they would create a view type panel show with the Housewives, like the best of each franchise, like on the panel. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be awesome.
I don't know. I thought about it.
Save your ideas.
Oh, I need to sell this. Bravo.
All right, guys. Well, that was it for this week, episode 13. We'll be back next week for episode 14, because I know how to count. We will see you then. And I didn't say this, and I feel bad. The iTunes rating and commenting. If you guys please rate and comment, we love to read them. We appreciate your honesty, but we look for false compliments instead. But please rate, comment, tell your friends, and we will see you next week.
Twitter handles. Who are
you? Oh, yeah.
You can follow me at Twitter at @Jake_Dupree. And you can also watch me on the new normal AfterBuzz after show. Bye.
If you feel like it, you can follow me on Twitter at @MichelleReneLA.
You can follow me on Twitter at @MollyComedy.
And follow me at Kristen Carney. It's KristenCarney. And follow Jake just for the choreography that he did with that ending.
The choreography.
All right. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.